have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 62 of We Have a Hulk Pod.
So this is your host, Nicola.
Hi.
And this is your co-host as well, Chris.
Talking about yourself in like the third person.
I don't know how to say that.
It's like, you know, when comedians do a tour and they're like, oh, welcome Russell Brand to the stage. And it's actually them that's saying that. Yeah, have you never noticed?
Is yours there?
Yeah, I'm sure it's there.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Welcome, everybody. sorry, we missed an episode last week.
Yeah.
We have been, like, really busy.
Been pretty busy.
Super busy. And it's been super nice, so...
We're just going to try and chill out a bit, you know.
Yes.
Not be so...
Woohoo! Well, yeah. That is a... Yes. So what are we going to be talking about in this episode then, Chris?
So we have a few things to discuss.
Do you want to start that again?
No, it's fine.
Pretty good episode, actually. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, because it's been a while, so we've got quite a lot to talk about.
We do.
But we have At Home with the Hulks. We're just going to be talking about what we've done for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We've got a Wonder Woman review.
Yes.
Listener questions. And we've got interview with Maisie Richardson Sellers.
Yes, who is Vixen from Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
That's coming in season 2. Cool. And that's from Heroes and Villains Fan Fest.
Yes, very echoey room.
Very, very good. Yes, sorry about that.
We got competition.
Yes, so win a Wonder Woman Invisible Jet Dorms Rides thing with Bobby.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we got a quiz.
Yes, it's a little quiz, which may be fun, which may be silly.
Yeah,
we don't know. We'll try it.
We might not include it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Listen to questions.
Yes. Okay, so let's crack on with it. So, At Home with the Hulk. So, what have we been doing and watching and playing the past couple of weeks?
Well, we've been watching a few things.
Yes.
So, Doctor Who.
Yeah, we watched out with your parents because we went down to London for the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
Last weekend.
I'm quite enjoying the season.
It's been really good, actually. That was a really good episode, and I can't wait for tonight's one.
Yeah, it's the last part, isn't it?
Yes, because it's like a three-parter.
Yeah.
Rightly? Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yes.
I'm doing that.
But, I mean, it's going to be weird, this one, I think, because those odd people have, like, taken over and tampered with history and stuff now, aren't they? So it's like, and the Doctor's missing, and anyway, mystery. Really enjoying it.
Looking forward to that one. We have to make sure we finish this in time.
Yes.
We watched American Gods, which is pretty cool. Nicola actually fell asleep during the last episode. So we can't say too much about it.
No.
Not that we would anyway. But it's a great show. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Well. Okay. Spoiler warning now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they've been talking about this war for ages. And I mean, you saw the other gods like very briefly in like episode 6 or something, I think.
Yeah, I feel like each of the gods has had an introduction and they did godly things in their introductions.
Yeah.
But since then, they haven't really done that much.
Mm.
I do like it when they don't give you too much in one go. They just kind of drip feed you. But maybe this isn't giving you quite enough.
I mean, but it's been a lot about his wife.
Yeah. I love the way it's shot and everything. You know, any shot where you see Dead Wife.
That name alone.
Yeah, great name. She's slowly getting more and more...
Decaying. Yeah.
Okay, and you see her, and each time she progresses a little bit on her journey, and it's quite interesting how they've done that visually.
Mm-hmm.
And also just little things they add into the shots, which isn't necessary, but it just adds little touches and stuff.
And like the flies.
Yes. And the colour grading area. I think it looks great. It looks great.
Yep.
And it's really cool. And I like the show, and it's nice, and I enjoy it.
What else? Rick and Morty. Oh, this is such a good show. I can't believe it took us so long to watch the show.
Because I'm not usually a huge fan of animation.
No.
I mentioned this before. But
really?
Yeah. I really love this one. I think just...
Pterodactyl!
It's great. I love how they have multiple storylines going at the same time.
Yes.
Because it just keeps you interested. I love the sci-fi aspect to it. And I love Rick.
Yes.
His character is brilliant.
He is really funny. I love how they like comment on like life as well. Yeah, yeah. And there was a lot of subtext in
the show.
So good. I mean, it's so clever. And obviously it's animation, but for adults, which I really like.
I love it.
And it's hard to pin down my favourite episode, but one we've recently seen is when the parents go to like marriage counselling. Mm. That was so funny.
It was very funny.
The monsters and just fantastic.
That's great. It's a great show.
Love this show. I don't know how many episodes we've got left.
I don't think it's many. I think
not
it's
many. No,
one or two, maybe.
I know Series 3 is coming soon.
Good.
So hopefully by the time we've watched it, we'll get to watch more.
Yeah, maybe, that'd be great.
And I like Teeny Rick. That was funny.
What was his name?
Tiny Rick.
Tiny Rick.
Tiny Rick. Rick. I don't know. Help me.
I'm Mr. Macy. Look at me.
So good. Also, we've been catching up on Outcast.
Yeah, I love Outcast.
Yes.
So now Supernatural's kind of crap. Outcast
right.
Is that
your second best
replacement
thing?
I think maybe.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because it's got that horror aspect. It's not too scary.
Can I just say, I heard a piece of news the other day, and I think I told you, and you're like, what? And apparently, like, Supernatural's going to cross over with, is it Scooby-Doo or something?
Oh my
god.
I'm
like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, when they did like a Wizard of Oz thing.
Oh, did they?
Charlie's in the show, she was called Charlie.
Oh, Felicia Day. That was quite good, actually.
Oh man!
That was when
I was thinking, oh crap! They may have just jumped the shark.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, with all this stuff that's going on this season, I think it's jumped the shark for me now.
Mm.
Which is a shame because I love the show, but I mean, nothing can go on forever, can it? So.
No.
Oh well.
But no Better Call Saul this week. Oh, so sad.
Yeah, I love Better Call Saul.
It's one of the best TV shows I think at the moment.
I agree.
It's just so well done.
Well made, like its predecessor.
Yes. We also had the finales of DC's CW.
Finales?
How do you say that? Finale?
Finale.
I never know how to
say it. You've got to say common night.
Finale.
Not posh.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good, except for The Flash. That did kind of annoy me. And I've had many conversations with your friend, haven't I, about this?
Yes.
And we're like pointing out all the different plot holes. And
yes.
It's just that, I mean, going back to the start of The Flash, when he's like, I'm Barry Allen, I'm the fastest man alive.
But I'm never actually the best man alive because there's always someone faster than me.
Except for all the baddies that are in each and every
Isn't
single series.
Isn't even his mate
series.
Now faster than me? Like,
yeah, Kid Flash. Kid I think Flash. He, yeah, I don't know. It was really...
It's a bit like Dragon Ball Z, you know, when they were charging up each episode.
Yes.
And then they'd vie for power.
Yes.
And then eventually they'd like fire things at each other and stuff.
Anyway, okay, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, just briefly. So spoiler warning if you haven't seen it yet, but it has aired in the UK, so I think I'm allowed to talk about it now, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Supergirl was actually pretty good-ish.
Oops. <Ooh. Sorry.
laughs> So in the finale, it had Supergirl fighting Superman, which was actually really interesting. And Supergirl won. It was actually a really good fight. Normally, I'm a bit like, but I like Tyler Hoechlin. Is that his name? Hoechlin? The guy who plays Superman. I feel like he should have his own show.
Like Superman?
Maybe. Like Superman, yeah. But that was okay. I mean, it's always a bit... cheesy Supergirl, I think.
Yes.
Moving on to The Flash. I was really annoyed with this. I mean, the end... What's it called? The pre-finale? That's the one. It set it up that they actually did kill... Yeah, so they set it up in the penultimate one that they actually did kill Iris. So Savitar did kill Iris. Mm. And I was like, I really hope that they don't go back on this because they do that all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, they had this thing earlier in the episode where it was like a transmuka thingamabob.
True, yeah. They introduced something earlier in the episode, and it was like, that's coming into play.
Barry had that and he like had a different face and then it swapped to his and I was like, oh, this is going to come back, isn't
it? A face swapping machine. And, well done, Flash.
Yeah. And then HR actually told Savitar where Iris was with the other HR in Earth 2 or whatever. And so he was really upset about that. And I'm like, oh, he's going to steal the Transmuka Bobby thing and then transform into Iris. And yeah. So,
falling asleep just hearing about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just annoyed that they didn't actually go through with it. It just makes it feel so much. What's the word? You know, like in comics when they kill a superhero off, but you're like, it's a comic, they'll come back. That's the one. But yeah, Barry went into the Speed Force. That was quite emotional, but I was a bit like, oh, yay.
Finally. Finally. We got rid of this bastard. The main guy. Aww. He's gone. Yeah. Fantastic.
But the best one for me was definitely Arrow. It's been so good, this series. Even you have said, it's okay. Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it when I first saw it. I didn't watch much of the first season.
Yep.
But I pretty quickly realised it wasn't for me.
Mm. But series two was really good.
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Can't comment.
Yeah. So Deathstroke was back. That was so good to see Manny Bennett back as Deathstroke. He's actually campaigning at the moment for a Deathstroke sort of spin-off. Yeah. I would definitely watch that. That would be such a good show. Prometheus was fantastic. I mean, the whole entire island has exploded, and Steven as Green Arrow and is the only one with his kid that you think has survived.
Okay. We were talking to that older fella, weren't we? What was his name?
Older fella.
Yes. The Legends of Tomorrow guy.
Oh, Professor Stone. Yes.
So he was talking about Eli Stone and how... Who's the guy that makes the CW shows? Yeah, something Berlanti.
Greg Berlanti? Something like that. I don't know. Somebody carry on. What's the story?
So he did Eli Stone as well, apparently. I haven't looked this up. Yeah, I really liked Eli Stone. Oh, so maybe...
Who's Eli Stone? You've lost me here.
It was a show a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few years ago. Right. I really like that one. But if he made that, then he obviously can make things that I enjoy.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, that was... right. Sorry, I don't know where you're going with the story, like, at all.
I'm just saying, I don't enjoy many of his shows right now.
We know. So. Okay. So, films. We've seen quite a few. We watched Man from U.N.C.L.E. again, actually, with your mum. That's such a good film.
Yeah, I watched that again. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. A good spy film.
Yes. You saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
I did see Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't even remember what number this is. 4, 5?
10, something.
I don't know. Not interesting. Is it Dead Man Tell No Tales? I don't know.
Can
whatever.
Go to hell.
Baywatch.
I actually enjoyed Baywatch. It's pretty good. Yeah, okay. I wasn't expecting to like, because I saw the trailer and I was thinking, oh, there's just too many dick jokes in this. I'm not going to enjoy
it. Yeah.
But actually, I thought the dick joke to.
Normal joke?
To film ratio. Was, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I mean. But yeah, it was fun. It was okay. I quite enjoyed it.
And obviously Wonder Woman. So we'll talk about this later.
Yes, indeed.
Reading, that's mainly me. Have you been reading anything else?
I haven't been reading shit. No?
Of course. I've been really enjoying the past couple of weeks. There's been a crossover with Deathstroke, Titans and Teen Titans.
Mm.
It's been amazing. And Deathstroke, spoiler warning again. Spoiler warning again, yes. He actually stole the Speed Force power and he became like another speedster. And it was just amazing seeing
power.
seeing him in the costume with the Speed Force and stuff. Oh, yeah, it was just really cool.
Lightning,
I know you're looking at me now.
Lightning thing.
Yes. Also been reading Archie Volume 1. So this is the rebranding? Like the newer Archie comics by Mark Waid. That's been quite good.
New run.
And The Vision Volume 1, actually. I know Ben from Nerd Chat really likes this.
Okay.
And I read it all and it's actually quite harrowing.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, this is not what I expected. It's actually really dark. And I was like, oh, this is a Marvel thing? I was about to say I really like it, but I really like most Marvel things. So, yeah. I definitely recommend Vision. Look forward to reading more. Chris, this is your part now, I think.
Yeah, I've been playing some Kingdom Hearts 2. Because Mark has mentioned in that article that his favourite game was Kingdom Hearts. And I think that's probably my second favourite game after Diablo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 2 because I haven't played through it before. And I'm really enjoying that. It's great. And now I got up to, I think it's like Pride Lands or something. So it's the
Lion King. Okay.
Area, so you might want to join me in that. Maybe. It's your
favorite.
And yeah, I might play some So I made a purchase yesterday of Quantum Break.
Okay.
Which is a game from last year.
Yeah.
Which looked really cool at the time, but I never played it.
It was really funny. You were like, you should play with this, mate. You should play this with me.
Yeah.
Because it's got that guy from Game of Thrones. And I was like, oh, Jon Snow. And then you were like, no, Littlefinger. I was like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah. So this is actually my first purchase with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So I just thought
that was kind of cool. I just bought it with Bitcoin. It's really easy. So that's cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that some more. So, yeah.
So quickly, we'll mention what we actually have been doing at the weekends.
Yeah, so the actual at home talks.
Yes. So we went down to London last weekend to go to MCM London Comic Con.
We did.
We did, and we had some really good like roundtable interviews.
Yeah, so they had like a whole roundtable thing set up. So the press just go into one room, and they just the interviewees come in, they mm-hmm. do an interview, and then they leave.
Yeah,
it's quite nice because it's all set up, and you just stay there.
Yeah,
and there's no faffing about, which is cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was really, really well sort of organised on the Saturday. Yeah. The Friday, unfortunately, there were a couple of.
Yeah,
a lot of
cancellations. We did go down on the Friday. There was only one interview that we really wanted to do.
Yes.
So we just went for that one. But unfortunately, KJ...
Appa. From Riverdale.
Didn't show up because his plane was delayed or something like that. So that actually turned out to be a bit of a, you know, a thing.
Yeah. Oh, the Saturday was really good. But who do we interview? We had a lot of people from Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, the Power Rangers cast. That was really good, actually.
Power Rangers cast was good. Yeah. Sean Mayer was good.
Fun Firefly? Yeah, that was one of your favourites, wasn't it?
I actually quite enjoyed the guys from NCIS.
Yeah, they were really funny.
I don't enjoy the show that much.
Okay,
I haven't seen that much of it, to be fair, so I can't really comment. But yeah, I thought they were actually really great.
Mm. So. They were probably the funniest of them all, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed that. I was really gutted that. Apparently, Manny Bennett did an interview later on.
Mm.
Also, KJ Apa did one later on that he missed. But fingers crossed, next year, we'll see. Also went to Heroes and Villains Fan Fest on the Sunday.
Mm.
And that was actually so good. It was really, really good. I know it's not your cup of tea. And you went home.
Yeah.
But I had, obviously, an interview with Maisie Richardson-Sellers. That was really good. I went to pretty much all of the panels, and they were just so, so good.
Cool.
Really, really funny. And walking around, it was just so relaxed and casual. There wasn't, like, with MCM and Collectomania, that kind of thing, it's always really, really overpacked, isn't it? And you're a bit like, But in this, it was just so calm and it wasn't like that.
Is that because this is the first one? Or because
I've never
heard of it before.
I think this was the first.
So maybe next time it will be more well-known and people will go and it will be more of like a meat festival than the others.
Yeah. Fingers crossed it won't, because it was so good. It was so friendly. Everyone was so welcoming. I mean, all the staff and the volunteers were so, so good. When I was like trying to find the press room, they were all really nice. They're like, just come here. And then like trying to find seats in the panels, they were like, just follow me. And yeah, it was really, really good. And from what I saw from like the signings and stuff, all the actors and guests were just really, really nice, and they'd come out and they'd have photos with you and everything.
Yeah.
Whereas I mean in MCM they've got so many like no post photos and stuff, and it's a bit like, ooh.
Yeah,
you feel like you're just a kind of cancel.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, it was so much more personal, and they'd spend time talking to you and stuff. So, if you want to go to a Comic Con, I would recommend.
It might be different.
And today I went to Collectomania, which was a Showmasters one in Birmingham, and there were really good guests, but unfortunately it was so packed. I only managed to get one interview, and it was all a bit awkward. But I went to a really good panel. It was Dean Cain. Do you remember from Lois and Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's in Supergirl at the moment.
Lois and Clark over here?
Yeah, he plays Superman anyway. And it was a really good panel. He was so funny. He was there with his wife, who was Supergirl.
Okay.
Back in the day. And it's funny that they're married. that's quite sweet. But yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have minded seeing him. The one on the list that I did want to see was the Stargate guy.
Yes. Michael Shanks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I really love Stargate SG-1. But all of his like talks and stuff were paid for ones.
Yeah,
so
that really annoys me when they do that.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of it and it sounded quite funny, but
okay.
Yeah. So, on to the Wonder Woman movie.
Woo!
So finally, Wonder Woman was out this week, and this is directed by Patty Jenkins, stars Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Robin Wright, and the plot is...
The plot is, before she was Wonder Woman, she was Diana, Princess of the Amazons, trained warrior as well. When a pilot crashes and tells of conflict in the outside world, she leaves home to fight a war to end all wars, discovering her full powers and true destiny. Okay, so, what were your initial impressions coming out of this film?
I was super hopeful. I really, really wanted to love this film.
Okay.
I heard so much like good things, good positive things. Mm. So yeah, I was really excited because obviously we haven't really had like a kick-ass female
superhero, superheroine, yep.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, the only one we've really had so far is Harley Quinn, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, recently.
Recently, yeah. We obviously had Wonder Woman before, but not recently.
I don't know.
But yeah, I really loved her in Batman vs. Superman. I think she was possibly one of the best things about that film.
Okay, I didn't, okay.
okay. So what were your pre-thoughts going in or whatever? I don't know what you're
doing. Pre-thoughts. Yeah, my preconceptions, my...
okay.
The trailers didn't grab me.
Right.
I just wasn't that drawn in by it.
You're just not a huge DC fan though, aren't you?
I'm not, but I mean, that's not to say they couldn't do something that really...
Yeah, but you painted everything so far.
I mean, I really enjoyed Batman vs. Superman, the extended cut, or whatever it was.
Okay, yeah. The film we deserved.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, generally you're right. I don't love the DC stuff that's out at the moment, generally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wasn't expecting too much going in.
Okay.
But then I was still kind of not really that impressed. It didn't really speak to me. It didn't... Because I would have thought if you go in with low expectations, then generally you're going to be quite happy about it, aren't you? You're going to come out thinking, oh, it's all right, actually. But yeah. So coming out of the film, what did you think?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah,
I mean, there were some problems, but I think it's the main sort of superhero problems that we've seen in a lot of these films.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Gal Gadot. I thought she was fantastic, if that's how you say her name.
I don't know, but it sounds reasonable.
Also, the score was phenomenal. I loved the score. That's so interesting, because
again, I didn't notice. I'm so sorry.
The effects are good. Maybe a little bit too much slow-mo in there for me, but it looked great. Colour. That's what I'm going to say. And the performances are really good. The story was good. And it was emotional, and it actually kind of caught me, whereas Batman vs Superman I felt very detached from, because they were kind of grumpy. And yeah, if that makes sense. What did you think?
I kind of felt the opposite, weirdly. Oh,
that's really weird. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't really grab me. The colours, I thought, there was colour. I really liked Themyscira. I thought that was fantastic.
That was beautiful.
But then once it got into war stuff, it really... I mean, it looked like war.
Yes.
They did the very blue tones. Is, yeah. They gave it very colour graded and everything, which I think looked probably right.
Yeah,
Maybe they overdid it a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. But I did think visually it looked great, like in other ways, like the sets and the clothes and everything, they look fantastic, apart from maybe the Amazon stuff. But I get, I guess, you know, it is a superhero thing, so they're going to have skimpy outfits and everything. But I just felt like, for me, Wonder Woman should be more, I don't know, I felt like this film should be subverting the genre a little bit, you know? Like, if you're going to have a female-led superhero film, I think you should be subverting some of the tropes of
the stereotypes
of, like, male-led superhero films.
Okay.
That's just my feeling. So, I would have thought that the Amazons should have looked a bit more like Brienne of Tarth.
Right.
Then,
she
know,
would make a good
people.
Wonder Woman, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Although they did have some really kind of quite beefy ones.
They had a couple,
but I don't feel like it was enough. I respect you.
I felt like they were covered in makeup and things, you know.
Okay.
I would have preferred it to feel a little bit more real.
Yeah, no, okay, I know what you're coming from, but I still enjoyed it.
Okay, well, for me, it just didn't work quite well.
All right.
I like Gal Gadot as, you know, her.
Yeah, as her. I appreciate you.
I don't know if I liked her as Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I get that it's a superhero thing, so naturally they're going to be in skimpy outfits and stuff, but it just seemed a bit off for me, personally.
Okay, maybe that's the plot. What did you think of the story?
I felt it was a bit slow.
It was quite a long film. I will give you that.
How long was it?
2 and a bit hours, possibly.
Okay. Well, it felt slow anyway.
Okay.
I didn't feel like there was too much development happening. I don't know that I didn't feel like the story was that interesting or different.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. What did you think of the plot?
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I feel like, are we watching the same film?
Yeah, it's
difficult, isn't it? I thought it was just really... Obviously, it was quite dark because it was the war.
Yeah.
But she was such a great character that was very sort of inspiring and hopeful, and she brought the best out of people. And
See, for me, I didn't see it. I thought she was kind of bumbling her way through it. Right. Like, she wasn't really. She's supposed to be a superhero, right? She's supposed to be powerful.
Yeah, but this is a first time on Earth. I mean, in the real world.
Yeah, but she just seemed a bit bumbly and, like, she didn't really know what she was doing. I'm sorry, okay. But this is how I feel about it, okay? She has powers, yes. So she can jump around and stuff, yes. And she can hit people. I would have liked to see some more, like, hand-to-hand combat and stuff, maybe. Show that she has some skills, you okay. know, rather than just seeing her kind of
bounce around. Yeah. Anyway, I thought there was, obviously, it's, again, an origin story, but I thought they sold it very well. It was a really, I love, like, the whole Greekness to it as well.
The Greekness was great.
And the whole god thing and the Zeus and Ares, and yep. I thought that was really, really interesting, and I love seeing them as Themyscira? Yeah. I can never say that one. Yeah. That was really good. That was so good. I loved the storyline with her and Steve Trevor. I thought that was... oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was really nice. I loved their relationship. It was really... No. But the thing that I would want to see more of was Steve Trevor's, like, assistant person. I can't remember what her name was. She was from The Office.
Yeah, okay. Can I just go back to Steve Trevor thing? And also this thing that you're talking about now?
Okay.
Because otherwise I'll forget what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Steve Trevor and her, I didn't really get their relationship. I didn't feel like they really connected at any point.
Okay.
It only felt like at the end when they did something and it was kind of like, oh, okay, that's the moment.
Right.
But yeah, until then, I didn't really feel like they'd properly connected. I didn't feel like they made true on that promise. And yeah, you're right about the assistant.
Yeah.
And they also had those army guys, didn't they?
They were really good.
They were great. They were great. But I would have liked to see more of them.
A little bit more of them. Yeah. I loved how they kind of recruited them, and they weren't like your typical sort of soldier.
Yeah.
Like, one had, I think, PTSD. The other one was like an actor.
Yeah, no, I did really like that.
That was really, really good.
I feel like they should have been more central. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to performances. So, obviously, Gal Gadot was Wonder Woman.
She was fine. She performed fine.
Okay.
But I just think the character was written wrong, personally.
Right, okay. For me, she was fantastic. She played it very well, because obviously this was the first time in, like, outside of Themyscira, and she'd never seen men before, and she played it really well. I thought you could really sort of connect with how this was all new to her, and I loved the kind of fish out of water jokes as well. I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah.
She did the action really well, but I kind of know what you're coming from with the whole, is she really beefy enough for
Wonder Woman? She could shoot a bow.
She was amazing.
She made a few smart moves where she was like flying around stuff, but it mostly just felt like she was bouncing around, just using her god powers or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but overall, Lady Crush, she's very good looking, and I can see why people came and saw it. So obviously, Chris Pine, Steve Trevor, I thought he definitely brought his Captain Kirk sort-ness to this. Were you not a fan? I thought it was really good.
I liked his performance. I think his performance was fine. I just didn't like the characters. I didn't like how they interact. It's not that I didn't like it, it's just that I didn't feel like it was enough to really convince me of their relationship and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just my feelings on it. Yeah.
So, anything else you want to talk about? The visual effects?
Visual effects, I think, were a bit overdone. Like, I liked how it looked for the most part, but I think like when she was flying around and stuff, it looked a bit obvious.
I mean, I'm going to put this out here. I think a lot of superhero films, their third acts, the whole CG fest, that's one of my...
Yeah.
Beef with superhero films.
The problem is, if you're going to try and do a serious, because this is what they were trying to do again, is a serious film with some lighthearted moments, which was fine.
Which was nice.
Yeah, it's fine. If you want to do that, it's cool. But I don't think it quite works when you're trying to make it down to earth, set in World War I.
Yeah.
It's like a serious thing. Things are happening, right? And then you got people jumping around like superheroes. I'm not quite sure that works for me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
But the colour was, as I said before, it was so nice to see some colour. Themyscira looked fantastic. I thought the sets and the costumes and the props, they were so well done. And the time was fitting and,
I think it's sort of a good first step.
We're getting in the right direction.
Yeah. Go, guys. I'm optimistic. We'll get there.
See you enough.
Yeah, just coming back to the whole tropes thing, I feel like it really could have done some more subversion, like the bad guy, right?
Okay. Okay. Shall we go? Spoiler warning. Now.
Yes. Yep. Let's do that.
Okay. Okay. If you haven't seen this film, I personally would recommend going to see it and then coming back and listening.
Okay. Yes. So they had the female bad guy in this film.
Yeah.
But she ended up not really being the main bad guy. Do you know what I mean?
There were about three villains in this film.
Yes,
which is
exactly.
A bit confusing.
And none of them were very satisfying to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I did feel like the Dr. Poison one was the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But their kind of real bad guy thing didn't really pay off. It was like, I don't really buy you as a character.
Yeah.
I would have liked for Dr. Poison to have turned out to be Ares. Like, that would have been a big moment if it's like, oh shit, Ares is a woman.
Yeah, that would be.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been good.
And that would have been like, they got these warlike Amazon people fighting with, you know, and they were women. And it would be like, oh crap.
They're all women.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but then, I don't know. I felt like Ares was just a bit of a.
Yeah, the thing about this, I read somewhere, and it really annoyed me. I think it was comicbook.com or something. They do these articles and just reading along, la 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 la, and then it said blah 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 revealed as errors, and I was like, what? So going into this film, I knew I saw him.
Yeah.
I already knew it.
But I mean,
was like, how is this gonna,
even for me where I didn't know that, it was obvious the main guy wasn't Ares, right?
Yeah. He was a good villain though.
He was fine.
But the thing is, okay, yeah, with Marvel and DC, I feel like there's two main problems with these films, and I'm sorry if you disagree with this, but this is my opinion.
Okay.
The villains are always quite weak and easy to destroy. Take Doctor Strange, for example. Always near the end, like Dormammu or whatever, they always manage to kill them off right at the end.
Right.
You're like, okay. And then you never really feel like there's much peril, and it doesn't really...
Yeah,
if that makes sense. And then the other thing is, especially with Batman vs Superman and Wonder Woman, it goes to like a CGI fest right at the end, and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Like, they're having this massive battle, and it's just like, okay, I know it's not real, but even now it's like, it's...
It kind of takes you out of it.
Yeah.
Especially when it's supposed to be set in real world.
Yes.
Like, it's not so bad when it's going as a galaxy for me, because it's like,
that's
it's in
like
space.
Outer space,
it's
different
already
races,
crazy, like, things going on.
Aliens.
But when it's supposed to be set in World War One and stuff, it's kind of like, I'm being pulled out of this now.
Yes.
I'm just sitting in this seat wondering when I'm going to be going home for dinner, kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Than...
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay. But yeah, Ares for me, he was actually really interesting. I mean, he wasn't in it for enough as the god of war, if that makes sense. Because he was obviously there as like a politician or whatever, an advisor or something. And then you only really saw him for about 5-10 minutes, and then she defeated him. And I was like, oh, because there's the whole, coming back to the whole lore and the whole Greek mythology, and I really wanted to see more of that, if that makes sense.
No, I agree.
And I thought his powers were amazing, and the way, you know, he did that thing with his, like, helmet, and, I mean, the way he controlled stuff, and I just thought it was really, really interesting, and, like, the power battle between those two, and how it was revealed that Zeus was her father.
Yeah.
And obviously there was sort of a half brother and sister or whatever.
Yeah.
Was actually really interesting. And
yeah, I agree. That would have been nicer to explore that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't think that Ares' armour and stuff was that impressive, personally.
But to be fair, I mean, this is one of the biggest villains we've had in DC, and I wanted more. I wanted more power. I mean, he was amazing at the start, like, fighting her, because she looked like she couldn't really do anything. Because he... like crushed the sword or whatever straight away, and she was like, shit.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I was like, oh, cool. This is really interesting.
Nice.
And then he started like beating her and stuff.
Yeah, because it gives him power, doesn't
it?
But then it kind of just kind of fell apart from there.
And then we had the Steve Trevor thing, which was actually really sad, but that kind of drove her, and her power kind of came out.
Cliche.
And yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, another thing, her appearance, I thought her appearance looked best in that photo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know that photo where it's, like, black and white, which we had in the previous film?
Yes.
But she actually looked, she had, like, ruffled hair.
Yeah.
She had, like, a
cloak
on.
Mm.
She had, her armour looked more serious in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, what I was kind of
imagining.
Hoping for. Yeah, more of a, just a bit more, like, warrior-like. Like, you don't really care as much about
okay.
your hair.
Yeah.
You're going into a battle. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Anyway, so score for me was just phenomenal. It was really good. Visual effects, pretty good.
Yeah, special effects were good. Yeah. Visual effects, okay.
Okay. Characters were, I thought the second characters were kind of a little bit more interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's definitely on the right route for DC, I think so. The tone, it was nice to have a little bit more comedy in there.
Yeah.
It felt like maybe a little bit more, but obviously it was set in the war, so it difficult to kind of achieve that. But for me, this was actually, I thought, very emotional film, and I connected to it quite a lot, and there were times when I was like, oh.
Because I really didn't buy the emotion. It didn't sell itself to me. The whole relationship didn't.
So they saved the whole village, and then it got kind of poisoned. Did that not kind of get you?
I don't think it was done that well. I mean, all they did was show a cloud of poisonous gas. They didn't really...
Okay.
It didn't get you. It wasn't, you know, it's like in Guardians of the Galaxy where they'd show them, like, hurting Baby Groot or whatever.
Yeah.
That really gets to you. That makes you feel angry, you know? Okay. But in this, it was just, there was a cloud of smoke and it was like, okay.
Okay, so, anyway, so we've had enough negativity from Chris now, I think.
That's just the way I think.
So, okay, rounding this off, what would be your rating?
I would give it... just a kind of neutral for me.
Okay.
I don't think I would watch it again.
Hmm.
I didn't hate it. I think it's on the right track.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if I'm... I think I'm just more into that Marvel style.
Yeah. I mean, on the way home, my mum was like, okay, so what did you guys think of it?
Yeah.
And we didn't want to say too much because I think we wanted to talk about it on the podcast. Right. And then she was like, I want to like DC stuff because I think she liked Wonder Woman when she was younger and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, I can't help it, but the Marvel films are just so much lighter and they've got so much comedy in there. And even Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that still made you kind of cry and also laugh kind of in the same...
They show that you can do that stuff.
Yeah. So, it's tricky, isn't it? I think definitely it's in the right direction for DC.
I think so, yes.
Definitely right. For sure. Yeah, and I'm very much looking forward to Justice League. I think that looks pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm
and especially that, you know, Joss Whedon's kind of on board now as well.
That
should be very interesting. So for me, I think two big thumbs up for me.
Okay.
I mean, there were problems that I have discussed a little bit. Yeah. but I really enjoyed it, and I loved the whole female kick-ass superhero.
Yeah, fair play.
And we've got Batgirl next, so it's definitely getting there. So this week we're joined by Maisie Richardson-Sellers, aka Vixen from Legends of Tomorrow. She was a great addition to series 2. I thought she brought some great dynamics to the team. And this was filmed at Heroes and Villains FanFest. As you said, it a little bit echoey, but the room was like glass fronted. So it's like, oh, okay.
Wrong choice for interview room.
Yeah, it's like, okay. But yeah, if you want to watch the video, that's on our YouTube channel as well. So if you just head over to youtube.com/wehaveahawk.
Indeed.
And you can watch it there. So hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
So welcome, Maisie.
Thank you.
You enjoying your time at Heroes?
It's so good. It's my first con ever, actually.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's been really good just to see how they all work and to do it in my hometown.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty lucky, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been really nice weather as well.
So good. But we're stuck in here, but it's basically like a green glass house. So,
true.
It's all right.
So kicking it off, how much did you actually know about your character in the Justice Society of America?
Well, I got sent this pack of comics, which was amazing. So I was reading all of the Justice Society different comic books through the years. And actually, in the first week of filming, I actually got to meet the man who wrote Vixen, who came out with Vixen in the 80s. So that was a real privilege and get to talk to him a bit. But also because this version of Vixen is actually the grandmother of the Vixen in the comics, technically I had a little bit more leeway, which was really nice. So I could take elements I liked from her, but also just play around with them a little bit more.
Yeah.
To try and make them a bit different.
Yeah. So what was it like joining an already kind of established cast, because you joined in series 2?
It was fun because it worked really well for the character, because the character is the sort of ostracized one in the group. She's kind of the tag-along stowaway on the ship. So any sort of nerves that I did have, or any sort of like separation, really played in well with the interactions. But they're so lovely. It's such a good group of people. So they're really welcoming, and we had a lot of fun together from day one.
Yeah, because you weren't exactly friendly at the start, were you?
No. I remember my first scene that I shot was when Brandon and I were tied up to the chair in the Nazi dungeon, having to fight for our lives. So that was quite a good way to just break the ice, being strapped to him for 7 hours. And he's a good first partner to have.
So who do you think has been the best villain so far in the show? Because you've had so many. You obviously had the Doom people.
We've had the Legion of Doom. They are so hilarious. I'll tell you something. Like, to work with them on set, because off camera, they are so much fun. You've got John Barrowman, you know, you've got Neil, you've got Matt, who are just constantly cracking jokes.
And we heard about his bum. John Barrowman pulling out a Barrowman bum.
Everything. So to have to go from that to suddenly the serious is so fun. But actually, in terms of the villain itself, I mean, Eobard Thawne's pretty terrifying.
He's hard to beat.
Yeah, and there's no sort of saving grace with him. There's no sort of vulnerability. You never really see the weak side. So I'd say he's probably the most terrifying villain out of the bunch.
I think he's probably got the most skill as well.
It's
so hard. It's a speedster.
How do you defeat a speedster?
So what animal would you pick to defeat a speedster? That would be tricky.
Elephant? Just something which is just solid, but then they can't move far enough. Maybe. It's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very tricky.
An infected mosquito, something like that. Just go straight for the kill.
Fair enough. So how much of the fight scenes did you get to do? Because obviously your style changes with every animal you have, so that must be really interesting
to
do.
It's really fun to do. I have an incredible stunt double. A lot of the time I would come in off days and work with her, and she'd sort of run me through the scenes. I'd learn the whole choreography, and then we get to set, and they'd be like, sorry, you're not allowed to do this. It's too dangerous. So I try. But when the wire work gets involved, then of course it becomes a lot more dangerous. So whenever you see any of our characters leaping or flying, then that's off on the stunt doubles.
Damn it.
I know. The horse riding is great though.
I didn't get into the actual episode, but
riding the horses was fun.
So how was it filming? Obviously you had the death scene. How was it filming that? It was quite emotional.
It was emotional, but of course, because in a way it's better to just be stabbed than to die. Whereas, because it was a special effect, you know, they're like, okay, freeze, come in, rearrange the camera, do all the effects, put dots on your face. So it's a little bit desentimentalised, actually. But it was sad, and having obviously Nate there and having to lock eyes with him in the moment when you freeze and then die was really sad. Oh. He's an amazing actor to work with.
Most important question though, are you going to come back for the next series?
I am. Yes, I can confirm I'm definitely going to be there.
I suppose that's a good thing about like a time travel show.
Yeah.
That if you die in one place, you can always come back in another time.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we're all going to be stuck around for a while.
So what was your favourite episode to film?
I love the Western.
Oh,
I really liked
it.
It was the clothes. Yes. It was so empowering, having like the guns and wearing the pants and everything. The pants. I'm turned American now. The trousers. And what else? Yeah, and also just like having that big bar fight was awesome.
Yes.
Like I think just having that kind of like cowboy aspect of it was really,
like
really
Jonah
fun.
Hex as well.
Jonah Hex. Like, oh my god, he was so good. He was so fun to fight with.
Yeah.
And also I got to spend some time with Rory, the two characters, which is always just a laugh, dynamic.
It's such a great relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's become sort of one of my favourite characters because he's kind of, he started as a villain, obviously, but now he's a little bit more sort of soft-hearted, isn't he?
That's what Vixen loves about him. You know, at first they really butt heads, but she sees straight through that, and she sees that sort of, I wouldn't say hot gold, but there is some goodness in there.
A little sliver.
Yeah, and she really sort of tries to coax that out of him.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's such a big betrayal when he then turns bad again.
I was rooting for him though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And Vixen was one of the last ones to accept that he was actually bad. So I think he's got a lot of making up to do next season.
A little bit. So what do you think is next in store for the team? Obviously we had that crazy finale, we had dinosaurs, it's just insane.
I've been trying to think, like, how are they going to get out of that?
Yes.
I have no idea what even like the opening scene is going to look like. I mean, we're stuck in Los Angeles with dinosaurs everywhere. I think we're going to have to, of course there's going to be a villain of some sort, so I think we'll be facing that. I don't know what's happening with Rip. You know, is Rip going to be present? Are there going to be some new characters introduced? I think there's so many possibilities that it's hard to say, but I think we'll definitely see more of the individual relationships on the ship, which is great.
That's kind of what makes Legends so good, though, isn't it? Because you have the great humour, you have the time travel, but then you have the great relationships as well.
Yeah, so you've got the real personal, and then you've got the supernatural hugeness of it. So it really zooms in, which I love.
So if you could travel to any time period in the show, which would you pick? Because I know you just mentioned that you wanted to see him in a toga.
So that was from the ancient Greeks. I just think it'd be so fun because we could really disguise ourselves as Greek gods and goddesses, and I feel like that would just pass with our skills. And I probably want to stick around there for a little bit. And the food, the feasting. I studied archaeology, so for me, I'm also a little bit nerd infused about that time period.
So do you pick apart the scenes and the sets and stuff?
I do. I'm like, really? What's this? That's but a lot of it is really accurate. We have, like, the props they make are incredible, incredible props. And they really do their homework for it as well. Yeah. So I've been very impressed up until now. So we'll see.
What did you think of the Camelot one? I bet that was quite
high. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. I mean, it was so fun. It was just so silly. You know, and just seeing everyone dressed up and seeing the boys in wigs. And it was just such a fun episode to shoot. Yeah. I remember we shot it in the middle of winter. So it was like, we were in a snowstorm while we were shooting that as well.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit dramatic. Yeah, it was really fun. And meeting Stargirl again was awesome.
Yes. Do you think we'll see just a society of America?
I hope we see some members of it. I mean, we haven't met all of them yet. Yeah. I love the idea of crossing over from other worlds and also crossing over from the worlds that haven't even been established yet on our TV shows. So I hope so. I hope they bring in some new superheroes.
Yeah, definitely. So if you could pick a superpower that you could use in real life, which would you pick?
Out of the ones on the show or any power? I mean, I think to fly, but super speed. So not just to, like to be able to fly. So to use it as, so kind of mixing, I guess, the Flash and, say, Firestorm together. Does that count? I don't know. But yeah, to be able to fly, but also use that as a defensive and an attack skill.
Okay. So what would you like to see of Series 3? What is your main sort of goal?
I really want to, for Vixen, I really want them to get to know her a bit more. I feel like now she's let go of her past. She's accepted she's going to stay for a while anyway. So she's really sort of let her loosen up and just enjoy being around these people, have fun, to relax a bit. And she's in the future. Like, how cool. Just to sort of relish in that a little bit and be a bit silly and a bit goofy and make some really good connections and relationships now that she's going to hang around.
Definitely. So you watching the animated TV show?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I love it. It's so cool. And for me, again, it being my granddaughter is cool. So I hope it'd be amazing one day if they could meet.
So last one, are you working on anything else at the moment, or are you just waiting and taking a bit of a break?
I'm doing a film at the moment, so I'm not allowed to say it. Keep your eyes peeled. It's a really exciting project that actually films in England, which is great.
Oh, Mike's just around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think that's pretty much everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's lovely to meet you.
That's great. Thank you.
To celebrate Wonder Woman's release, we're giving away a Daubs Rides Invisible Jet with Wonder Woman, and it's pretty impressive, actually. I do like the Daubs Rides, and we got a Guardians of the Galaxy one, didn't we? And that's pretty cool. To enter, all you have to do is...
go to gleam.io, so we'll leave a link in the description. You can click that and then go and do the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the requirements will be yet, but it'll be easy.
Just enter it.
Just enter.
That's all. This will be going for a week, so we'll announce the winner in our next podcast.
Next podcast. Okay, cool.
And for more chances of the winning, just check out Nerds Chatting's podcast. They're giving away a Funko Pop Wonder Woman, which we've actually got, and it's a really, really good figure. So I definitely recommend checking that one out to enter. So two great Wonder Woman prizes.
Woohoo!
So we thought it'd be a little bit funny for Chris to do a DC Superhero Girls quiz,
which we
found online. If you want to play along, you go to play.dcsuperherogirls.com.
Yeah.
And there's a superhero alter ego quiz. So if you want to do that while we're doing it, so nice, Chris, what superhero, what one are you wanting to get?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Okay.
Let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. So question one, you have to join an after school club. Pick one. So we've got flight?
What? I don't understand flight.
Interesting. Flight
club.
Fashion design, computer programming, improv, yearbook team, or gardening?
I wouldn't be improv or yearbook team. Okay. Probably not gardening. computer programming, it's kind of boring. Fashion design, I reckon.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So question two. You've overslept and are late for class. Now what? Throw on your superhero suit and fly to class. Take a super quick shower and sprint on over. Hack the school cameras and listen in. Pretend you didn't hear the alarm and go back to sleep, which, you normally do. You're never late. Make sure your hair is perfect and make your grand entrance.
Yeah, I go back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, okay, for sure, definitely, for sure. For sure. Question 3. You just got tagged in an embarrassing picture. Now what? Look at the definition of tag. Smile, it's fun to be silly sometimes. Write about it in your journal. Lol, it's the best pic you've ever seen. Pretend you didn't see it, or say whatevs and move on. I love these questions, these answers.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Lol.
As either smile, it's fun to be silly sometimes. Mm-hmm. Lol, it's the best pic you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Or say whatevs and move on. But it's hard to know without seeing the picture, you know?
Okay.
So I'd say, you know, I don't know, smile.
Okay. Question 4. You get to explore Metropolis for the day. What are you going to do? Grab your crush and arm wrestle him in the park. Hit the local museum. Find a coffee shop with free Wi-Fi to chill. Explore the closest botanical gardens. Chug jokes to strangers in the subway. What? Show your friends the coolest dance spots.
Oh my god. probably just explore the closest botanical gardens because really? It's the least involved one of all of those.
Okay, question 5. What's your favourite class? Math, gym, science, drama, home economics, recess. That's a class, right?
It's either science or recess. Yeah, it's got to be science.
Oh, okay, interesting. Science. Question 6. You have $10 to spend in Metropolis. What do you buy? Friendship bracelets for your besties. The latest fashion magazine. A state-of-the-art magnifying glass. Find the closest photo booth. Bubblegum for everyone. Or some new tunes to listen to. Gosh, I'm going to say
a state-of-the-art magnifying glass because that's so strange. Okay. I like it.
Okay. Question 7. What's your biggest fear? Not being able to unshrink yourself. That's terrible. Is this for kids?
Hello.
Public speaking? 30 minutes without your BFFs? Running out of battery power? The dark or not fitting in?
Oh, God.
What is your answer?
Probably public speaking. Public, boring. Okay. I'm sorry, but it's true at least.
Question 8. You've got some free time. What do you do? Get your besties together and chill? Grab your markers and paper? Whip up an interactive presentation on your laptop? What? Edit your latest video footage? Share your newest song for everyone to enjoy? Or practice your superpowers?
I don't know. I like the idea of chilling. Yeah. I like the idea of editing my latest video. I also like the idea of practicing my superhero powers. I guess I can do my superhero powers all the time, you know?
True.
So I'm going to say, I'm probably just say chill. Chill. Say chill.
Okay. Question 9. Penultimate question.
Penultimate. Woohoo.
Ooh. What's your favourite thing to have for lunch? PB&J. Mac and cheese. Tuna sandwich. Burger with lots of fries. Salad. What? Or bacon and eggs.
Ooh. So lunch. Yeah. Probably go with tuna sandwich. Nice and easy, isn't it?
Oh,
maybe
okay.
A salad. I don't know.
And the last one. Okay. So, what do you wear to picture day?
Picture day.
Something that says class president. Oh. The nicest clothes you own. The craziest outfit in your closet. The coolest threads. Duh. Something comfortable or your favourite t-shirt.
Your favourite t-shirt.
Okay. Probably. Okay. Right. Yeah. Before we click this.
Okay.
Who do you want it to be?
I'd be trying to
gauge who the things are by the answers. And the only thing I can think of is Poison Ivy.
Really? Maybe Harley Quinn would be quite cool.
Maybe Harley Quinn. Okay.
I don't even know who's going to show up on this thing.
Right. Are you ready to find out?
Okay.
Okay.
Poison Ivy. You got it. You called it. No way.
So, great gardening. What?
Great gardenias.
You got Poison Ivy.
I think I answered one question botanically, didn't I?
Yeah, crazy. So the description is, you might be shy, but you're a bona fide genius. You excel in school and don't mind homework because information is knowledge in your book. Get it? And along with school, you also have a green thumb. You love to be surrounded by beautiful blooms, making your garden your happy place.
I only chose that one because I didn't want to be surrounded by other people. But sure, fine.
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
So, after all that, let us know who you got. Yeah. I might take this afterwards to see who I got. Okay. But yeah, I actually quite enjoyed that quiz.
Sure, it's fine. Yeah, it's fun. Sure. Yeah, sure.
Unshrinkable.
Oh my god. Listen to question time.
Is that beautiful? Thank you. Thank you. Just ask you guys on Twitter if you had any questions for us. So Jack and the Geek Stalk at Jack Geek Stalk. They asked, following a world plague, you are the last survivor. What is the first thing you do? World scream? Plague. Cry? I don't know.
The last
check
survivor?
That you're alive?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd probably just go find a nice mansion somewhere and just live out the rest of my life in relative peace. Yeah. What about you?
First thing. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know. I think you'd be happy that you're a survivor, but then it would hit you like everyone's dead.
You'd have survivor's guilt, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd feel a bit bad about that.
But I mean, is there like zombies or like Resident Evil monster thingies? Or would you turn
I'm
into
assuming
like...
it's all done. You know, it's over.
Okay.
You survived whatever it was.
Okay.
Hooray!
It's over. Yeah. So Nurse Chatting asked, if you had the chance to make one person disappear from history, alive or dead, who do you choose and why? And what are the effects? So I asked these guys, is it like Flashpoint sort of thing? And they're like, Flashpoint the shit out of me. So yeah, I'm thinking about this. I obviously, the main response would obviously be like Hitler, right? Because there's been a lot of TV shows about.
Would it really have made much difference? Someone else would have popped up.
Yeah.
And I mean, the situation was already dire. Mm. I don't know if that would be maybe.
I kind of like a bit politically at the moment. I kind of want to say Trump.
Nice.
Is that bad? Nice. I don't know. Because I mean, he's just like disagreed with the Paris climate thing.
Yeah.
Right. And how stupid can you be?
Hopefully, he'll get impeached soon, and we won't have to deal with this much longer. But we'll see. I think that's a good choice, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What are the effects? Obviously, everyone's kind of happier.
Everyone lives happily ever after. That's the effect.
Everyone
realizes, that was such a bad idea that we never elect a bad president ever again and everything's fine forever.
Amen. let's know who you would pick.
Yeah.
Is that your choice too?
I think I have to agree.
I have to say that, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be the guy that did the CW shows.
Burn.
Burn.
SDGS, hashtag Geek Squad, so at Self-Driving Geeks, they asked, if you were holding a dinner party and could invite four people or characters, who would it be?
I'd invite SG-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, the whole cast that left?
The original characters, and then they could take me for the Stargate.
This sounds like some fan fiction or something is starting.
So they just come out for a meal, right? But then it turns out I have Stargate in my basement. And then we just go through because I have a basement as well, apparently.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, it's
Freak.
All right. It's difficult. Do you go for people or characters? I think characters are a bit more interesting. Because then you can go on an adventure with them.
Yeah, I think so.
How many Guardians are there? Maybe some of the Guardians.
Some of them.
Except
Gamora. You don't want Gamora.
No, she's kind of kills them. Definitely Baby Groot, though. That would be amazing.
I kind of like Adult Groot. Adult Groot's cool. But I guess he's dead, so.
But we now have, like, Teenage Groom.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Quite look forward to seeing that one. So skip to the end at STTE Podcast asked, where do you see yourselves in 12 months' time? Any plans to cover different areas of pop culture, like podcasts, sex tapes, drug addictions? I replied to them like, oh my gosh, can you see our future? And I'm like, does the pressure of podcasting make us like spiral into a drug abuse? And then they put like spoilers and then a gif of Scarface. Because doesn't he like take on like the whole mob because he goes power crazy or something?
I don't know, to be honest. No. I don't know if I've seen it. I've probably seen it.
Yeah. He's like the one who's like, say hello to my little friend. Which is a terrible impression. What did I reply? I was like, okay, it steps away from the cocaine and and then I think the gif was like from, and he's like, I love cocaine. Anyway, okay.
Was it like Hangover or something?
Yeah, the Hangover. That's the one. Okay. Yeah, the funny guy.
Yeah.
So where do we see ourselves in 12 months' time?
I like the idea of doing LSD. That would be quite fun.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't recommend it to anyone because, I haven't done it or anything. Okay. That would be kind of interesting,
Okay. Yeah,
but anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Other areas of pop culture? I mean, we kind of thought about doing some Home of the Hulk stuff on YouTube, didn't we? Like different things, random things, what we're doing.
Something
like,
random.
Maybe some DIY. Or, I'm building a computer, so I'm just going to throw it up on YouTube.
I think tech stuff would be quite interesting. There's an audience for that. And maybe gaming stuff.
Yeah, just us playing some Rocket League or something. Yeah, maybe some of that. Maybe. But I think generally we'll be doing the podcast still. And it'll be much the same, I think, mostly.
Okay.
Do you think so? I mean, it'll evolve slowly over time.
But... yeah. I mean, it'd be good to do something else, maybe.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's just so many like TV and film podcasts now, isn't there? And it's hard to do something kind of original.
Yeah, podcasts at this point aren't original. They're all
based on something else. Yeah. More YouTube videos, I think, because I find them a little bit more.
Yeah, just whatever we think is fun at the time. Yeah.
I don't plan to do any sex tapes or drug addictions, we'll see. So Ben at I Am Savagno asked, a masked stranger runs past you and drops a sealed box. He disappears. You open the box to find an Infinity Stone. What do you do next? I think I reply with a gif of, remember, not Evan Almighty, Bruce Almighty, when he got the powers and he was like, so probably something along the same lines.
Well, firstly, a masked stranger runs past me and drops a sealed box. I'm running the other way. Yeah, I'm not going near that box, okay? I don't care if there might be an Infinity Stone in it. There's probably something murderous in there, so I'm leaving. But... okay, assuming that I did open the box and I found the Infinity Stone, I guess I would... you can't hold one though, right? Can you do anything with it? I mean, I would be... like,
dead.
Yeah. So I would be like a godlike person, like Peter Quill or whatever, and I'd be able to hold it. And I would use its power for...
nefarious means.
Yeah. Well,
for the first couple of days. Yeah. And then you'd like be like, okay, maybe I'll put these to good use.
I'd cook my pizza with it, you know?
Yeah. So. So Power Science at Power Science, he asked, what did Natasha say to Hawkeye? So he did the meme thing from the end of Avengers.
So it's obviously a clip from the film. I don't remember this exact scene.
Oh, I do. It's when they caught Loki and then Thor's taking him back.
And they got the thing and they go...
He's got that weird teleport. Like mouth, like, I want to say bracy thing around. Okay. Yes. What did he say? That is a good question. I mean, Hawkeye's quite deadpan, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I think it's probably like, he's got a small penis. I don't know.
Something about his hair or his clothes. Or
his hair.
No, I don't know what else.
Power, let us know what you think. Because, yes we're... struggling. And Jimbo Squarepants at Vintage TT asked, is the digitization of comics a good thing? Did I say that right? A good thing, or is it the death knell for the local comic shop and paper books? What do you prefer? Oh, this is a very tricky question. It's like the same thing with Netflix and like films, right?
Yeah, I think personally that everything's just going to get more digitized. It's not going away. I think certain things like magazines are sort of becoming less and less popular. I think they'll still exist.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be like more specialist products for people that want to get those.
There'll be
like the extra thing that you can get rather than the main thing.
Okay.
What do you think?
For me, I find it difficult because my local comic book shop is more of a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So they don't.
Any comics there,
no,
really.
They don't really stock the new comics. No. So obviously the great guys over at Spartan Comics. They send us stuff, which is really cool, and we subscribe to some comics. But obviously you get them a little bit later, and I always worry about spoilers. So I love having a physical magazine comic.
There's something quite nice about it.
There's something really nice, and having them like on your shelf and collecting them.
On the other hand, do you really want that much stuff? You know, at a certain point, it gets too much.
But on the other hand, it's just really convenient to go to Comixology and just download it there. It's difficult. I mean, I know where you're coming from, and I do love comics. I love the physical ones, but it's just easier. But I don't want to see comic book stores go, like, at all. And that's why I subscribe to Spartan Comics. Mm. So...
yeah, I think it depends what you want. I mean, if you just want the story, then you just download it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you want the physical item... you want that kind of tactile feel, then you go for the...
like, I subscribe to, obviously, like, my main favourite ones, so I do actually have, like, a collection of them now.
Hmm.
But the smaller ones I probably just don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. So thank you very much for sending your questions in.
Thank you very much, guys.
you very much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this one. And good luck if you're entering the competition.
Yes.
And definitely check out Nerd Sharting's competition too. Yes. Their episode to find out how you enter.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to send us a question or any recommendations or anything you'd like us to check out, how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
You can send us an email at wehaverhulkpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or you can contact us on Twitter /wehaverhulkpod.
Mm-hmm. Facebook /wehaverhulkpod. Yes. Instagram /wehaverhulkpod. Yes. And if you'd like to see the interview that was in this episode, just head over to our YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/wehaverhulk. And we've got plenty more interviews coming up from MCM London.
Yes.
So that's definitely one to look forward to, I think. Woohoo! So yeah, once again, thank you very much. We're wrapping this up super quickly because Doctor Who is like started.
literally just started.
Sorry, quick. So once again, thank you very much, and I hope to see you next time.
Bye.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!